Now, you probably have seen the news in the last couple of weeks that Australia's unemployment rate has jumped up 0.2% from 4.1% to 4.3%. That's the highest jump in unemployment in the country in 4 years. Now, at first glance, you hear that, more people unemployed, that sounds like bad news, you know, slowing growth, job losses, struggling economy, etc. But are there some positives? Are there some silver linings within this? It may reflect a, you know, growing confidence, a wave of new entrants into the workforce. So what's really going on? What's really underpinning these numbers? Should we perhaps be concerned or encouraged to break it all down and sort out the fact from the fear? We're joined by Jeff Borland, a professor of economics at the University of Melbourne, I'm pleased to say, joins us on the line. Professor, thank you for making the time this morning.
Hi.
So we see in a figure like that. Is it a case that sometimes a rise in unemployment isn't necessarily a bad thing?
Well, I think it is always, you know, the main point is that it is always not something you like to see.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, it means that there are, you know, a bigger proportion of people who would like to be in work who aren't in work. And so, yeah, obviously that's a situation that we're trying to minimise. In the case of the figures sort of that we saw, yeah, this month, I guess the underlying bad news for me is that employment was constant for the second month in a row. And so it really seems now that we've had pretty flat employment all during 2025. And so, yeah, obviously if that situation persists, then yeah, that means unemployment is going to increase. The point about the last month's numbers is that if you sort of take a technical point of view on why did the rate of unemployment increase, it increased because, and it's probably useful to say, the rate of unemployment is the number of people who are unemployed divided by the total size of the labour force. And so unemployment can increase either if employment decreases or if the labour force, the amount of people looking for work increases. And what happened the last month was that it was actually sort of an increase in the number of people looking for work that drove the increase in unemployment. And I guess you might, well, obviously we would, as I said at the outset, we'd like those people who now want to work, those extra people to be in employment. But, you know, there wasn't actually a decrease in employment driving the increase in unemployment. There was the same number of people employed,
yep,
but just more people wanting to work. So, you know, both of those, you know, we'd prefer the people to be sort of in work, but It wasn't that there was a decrease in the number of people in employment.
Yes. And is that the result of migration or an influx of graduates? Or what's driving that increased people looking for work?
Well, I think it's something that I don't think we know exactly the answer to. I think the sort of, because it has, you know, one of the, it's a striking feature of sort of the last couple of years that growth in labour force participation has been very strong. I think one of the explanations is just the fact that employment growth has been so strong. So there's a lot of people who you know, might not have been in the labour force sort of actually looking for work before, but who, when they see that the labour market is so strong, they say, wow, you know, maybe I could get a job, and they move into the labour force, and in a strong labour market they are able to get into employment. Another factor is, or maybe that the type of employment growth we've had in the last couple of years has been very, very particular. It's been concentrated in what is called the non-market sector, which is healthcare and social assistance, and that's been where it's mainly been concentrated, but also education, yep, and training and public administration. And so another hypothesis is that the type of jobs that are being created in healthcare and social assistance, in particular the sort of caring type roles, has allowed people who might not have otherwise been able to get into the labour market to come into the labour market. And that's why we've seen participation sort of increasing as much as it has. The other point to make about it is that while, you know, that increase in participation, in the short run, we'd like those people to be in work. In the long run, it's a good thing to have this increasing participation rate, because if we can get jobs for all those people who now want to work, that obviously improves their income position. It means that the country's taking more advantage of its productive potential.
Yep. If we do have the same amount of people employed as previously, though, I mean, a lot of people are saying that this figure will lead to the Reserve Bank dropping rates when they next meet after last keeping it on hold. Do you think that potentially means they might be more reluctant to drop rates?
Well, I think the labour force statistics sort of jump around a lot from month to month. And so there's been a lot of sort of emphasis, exactly like you, for the reason you said, on sort of the jump of 0.2 percentage point, because the unemployment rate had been very stable around 4.1 for quite a while, and this is sort of a pronounced jump. But I think this is how the bank sort of looks at it, it's usually more sensible to sort of look at, you know, medium-term trends or, you know, what's happening over several months. And I think, so, I mean, even though it's not the headline number, to me, as someone who kind of looks at labour markets, the unemployment rate sort of is probably, the jump in the unemployment rate is less significant as an indicator for interest rates than the fact that employment growth this year has now been pretty flat for 6 months, and what growth we're having is coming from the non-market sector, which has basically been funded by government. So I've been of the view sort of like last month, month before, that the bank needs to be decreasing rates, even without this jump in unemployment, because there were the signs that employment growth was going flat. And I think the last month's figures just really reinforced that message.
Yeah. The Treasurer is talking a lot at the moment about productivity and boosting productivity. The economy is growing, but it's slower than it has been in previous years and decades. It's obviously great that people have jobs, and if the government's providing them, that's fantastic. But on a structural level, is that potentially stalling our productivity?
Well, that's a big question. It's very difficult to say, because you can give answers both ways. Like, to give you an example of one answer each way, one argument is that, well, look, actually, you know, really strong employment growth and getting to full employment, that's good, because if employers find it harder to hire new workers, then they're going to need to make their existing workers more productive. So one line of argument is that actually, you know, more employment's really good because that forces employers to think about how to use their workers more productively. An argument the opposite way is, well, as we draw in new workers, if they're people who've sort of been out of the labour force before, then they may be less experienced, they may have less skills, and so you're sort of having a compositional effect where you bring in people who are maybe on average sort of less skilled, less productive than other people in the workforce, and that kind of lowers average productivity. So the answer I'd give is that look, full employment is such an important sort of objective for our national well-being, and the impacts on productivity are so kind of, if people argue about them, that I don't really think it's, you know, we should go for full employment and not worry about sort of any potential effects on productivity.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you so much for making the time this morning, Professor. We really appreciate it.
No, not at all. Good talking to you.
And you too. That's Professor Jeff Borland. He's a Professor of Economics at the University of Melbourne.